Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Walking in Newness of Life Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio Walking in Christ Without Turning Back to the Basic Principles of the World Chapter 1 Called to Persevere in the New Without Going Back to the Way of Life from which the Christian was saved. This new material is a continuation of the subjects of the series Walking in Newness of Life and is preceded by the following themes. 1. To be, to abide, to live, to walk and to bear fruit in Christ. 2. Rooted and established in Christ. 3. The singular freedom of living and walking in Christ. 4. Walking in Newness of Life. 5. Walking as holy people or belonging to the Lord. 6. Walking in an acceptable and worthy manner of God. 7. Walking zealous for good works. In the first three subjects mentioned above, we seek to expose various aspects that are complementary to each other in the call of God for a Christian to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus and which cooperate with the strengthening and establishment of the Christian in this calling. Starting to describe the walking in novelty of life itself in more detail from the four other subjects cited above. Still, in the last four subjects referred to above, we aim to show, from the Scriptures, that the fact that every Christian is called to walk in newness of life while still in the present world also means that each one of them is called to present oneself personally to God in the new condition that one received from the Lord. Every Christian is called to present oneself to God in the condition of being holy, or belonging to the Lord, which was conferred upon him or her when one received Christ in the heart, for the Lord separated him or her from the path of darkness and death and placed him or her in the way of light and eternal life to walk in a pleasant, acceptable, or worthy manner of God, and also in the condition of being able to be zealous for good works. In the subjects in reference above, it was emphasized that salvation from God for human beings offers a from, to so that a person can also effectively live and walk in the condition to which one has been saved, considering also that presenting oneself personally to God in a living, holy, and worthy manner of the Lord, as well as zealous of good works, expresses essential practical aspects and part of the active walking in novelty of life. And once a Christian indeed also begins to walk in a living, holy, and worthy way of the Lord, and zealous of good works, one may discover that there is still more to be experienced in the Lord, aspect expressed, in turn, by a growing walking in the will of God or also called a walking from glory to glory in the Lord. The call for a Christian to walk in newness of life is not a call to an eventual or sporadic condition or only as an initial experience when a person receives Christ in the heart. It is, rather, a call for the whole life of the one who was granted the condition of being able to live and also to walk increasingly in the novelty of life. Nevertheless, before advancing even more on the topic of walking in Christ Jesus in a growing way, and not only as an initial event or as a sporadic experience, it seems to us to be very cooperative to emphasize once again that walking in a manner worthy of God and zealous of good works also includes the perseverance in walking in the Lord without returning to subjection to the conditions from which a Christian was saved by the salvation of God extended to him or her. The fact that the salvation that comes from God for human beings refers to a from, to occurrence, so that a person also receives new living conditions and can effectively come to live and walk in the condition to which one has been saved, expresses a vital point also regarding the fact that the Lord's call to the newness of life is as well a call so that a person no longer needs to live and walk in conformity with the condition from which he or she has been redeemed. Every Christian is called to persevere firmly in the Lord as to walk in newness of life, but what also implies a call to persevere in no longer accepting a return to subjection to the conditions from which he or she was saved. As has also been discussed in the subject forgetting those things which are behind, The scriptures repeatedly reiterate that the call to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus does not refer to a call for a person to make a conciliation of one's former way of life with the will of God. If this were so, the call to the Christian life would not be for walking in newness of life, but it would be, instead, an attempt to apply some novelties in the ancient way of living and walking of a person in the world. Regarding the call to walk in newness of life or to walk in Christ Jesus, the scriptures reiterate, several times, that the call to the new walking in the Lord implies also moving away from subjection to the aspects that previously led a person to walk in opposition to the will of God. And this, too, aims at people knowing that it is not possible to reconcile the walk in the newness of life offered in Christ Jesus with the subjection to the old way of walking. Therefore, to walk in a manner worthy of God or to walk zealously in the works that God beforehand has prepared for Christians to walk in them also includes perseverance for 1. A Christian keeping oneself walking in the newness of life granted to him or her in Christ Jesus and by the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord. 2. A Christian not going back to subjection to the conditions from which he or she has been saved in the Lord, or similar to them. Although a Christian could already recognize by the very call to walk in newness of life that it also refers to a call to no longer submit to the conditions that guided his or her life before receiving Christ Jesus in the heart, the scriptures make very explicit the two aspects referred to above. The scriptures, therefore, show very markedly how new the new is indeed, and how the subjection to the conditions of which a Christian was freed is contrary to the will of God and, due to this, unfavorable to the life of the Christian. The fact that God exhorts Christians not to return to subjection to the conditions from which they have been freed points out that salvation is a from, to so that a person may live and walk in the to for which one has been saved, but also that heavenly salvation is as well the provision for a deliverance from the from of which an individual was redeemed. The call to walk in Christ Jesus is an invitation to walk in newness of life also because this new walking presents characteristics that enable the disruption with the walking in what can never truly offer newness of life to human beings. That is why a Christian is called to recognize both what one is called to walk in and what one is called to no longer return. When the Lord Jesus Christ taught that no one should put new wine into old wineskins nor put a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, he, also through these examples, pointed out the clear and practical separation that those who receive the newness of life of the Lord should do regarding the ways of life from which God has delivered them through the salvation extended to them by the heavenly grace. As seen in the subject with the title The New Creature in Christ Jesus, the Christian life to which God calls people, and in which they can experience the newness of God's life offered to them, does not refer to an offer of life that seeks to conciliate or harmonize the varied or libertine human conceptions of living and walking with the propositions of the most diverse religions that human beings try to introduce and follow in the world. As if the combination of these propositions could produce the expression of something new. God's call for people to walk in the newness of life that comes from Him is also not a call for them to live and walk in confusion or for a walk resulting from a mixture between the newness of life offered by the Lord and the aspects from which a person was released. In calling people to the newness of life in Him, the Lord calls them, at the same time, to no longer attend to the calls of the propositions that contradict the novelty of life offered to them in God. For however appealing and comforting the rudiments of which the Christian has been freed may seem to be, they are but apparent, transitory, or false comforts, and that cannot lead an individual on the path of eternal life in the Lord. When God calls Christians to shoe their feet with the preparation of His gospel, He is not calling them to wear footwear of newness of life along with the aspects of old garments or the condition from which a person was saved. On the other hand, God also does not call people to put on the new man or the new creature in Christ and, at the same time, shoe their feet with the thoughts and attitudes of the condition of the old man, the old wine, or according to human nature and its obscure carnal and religious practices. The call of the Lord to those who believe in Him is to put on the entire new garment offered to them in Christ, as mentioned in the text below. Ephesians 6, 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. By not paying attention to how crucial it is to walk in Christ without turning back to the thoughts, attitudes, and paths from which they have been delivered, many Christians have harvested confusion and many unnecessary inconveniences, embarrassments, and troubles in their journey in the present world. Galatians 6, 7-8. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. 2 Corinthians 3, 14-18. But their minds were blinded. For until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Yet another aspect regarding which it is crucial to know that the call to the newness of life is simultaneously a call to not to go back to the basic principles of the world is the longing that several people have for receiving glory or recognition from their fellow men, even though to the detriment of themselves as to the new condition of life that God offers them. Although many people want the newness of life that God offers them, several among those who desire this gift of the Lord still turn back to the basic principles of the world by unduly or excessively appreciate the so-called glory or praise of men. In this way, these people place themselves in a position of detachment from what indeed is good for them and praiseworthy before the eyes of God, as well as move away from following the instruction that from heaven is offered to them. Mark 8, 35-38. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. John 12, 42-46. Nevertheless, even among the rulers many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me, believes not in me but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Acts 5, 29. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. And lastly in this chapter, aiming once again to exemplify that the invitation of God to the novelty of life is a call, at the same time, to the new and to not to go back to the subjection of the conditions that guided the life of a person before receiving Christ Jesus in the heart, we present below one of the texts related to the salvation offered by God in which the two above mentioned matters are well evidenced. A text that also gives us subsidies for the considerations of the next chapters of the present subject. Colossians 2, 6-3, 3. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men? These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.